for a role that's widely thought of as so irrelevant, even candidates for the position periodically suggest eliminating it, elections for lieutenant governor have wreaked a lot of havoc in Illinois politics. Take the scenario that led to this new method of selecting someone for the role. In 2010, with party leaders' attention elsewhere, a wealthy pawnbroker and political newcomer named Scott Lee Cohen beat out four Democratic legislators in the lieutenant governor race.
And I focused on that position because I felt it was the right office to allow me to bring in my business experience and, to be honest, my life experience.
That's from after the primary, when word had spread that Cohen had once been arrested for domestic abuse, creating an outrage. It looked like Cohen could drag down the Democrats' gubernatorial nominee, incumbent Pat Quinn. Democratic leaders pressured Cohen to step down. It worked out for Quinn. He basically got to handpick Sheila Simon as a running mate. But it was a big enough scare that in 2011, the General Assembly changed the process. Starting with the upcoming election, candidates for governor and lieutenant governor must run as a team in the primary as well as in the general election. That's got voters wondering,
who's the lieutenant governor candidate?
Joe Hendrick is a Niles Township Republican committeeman. The shirt he was wearing at GOP Day at the state fair was visual proof of his status as an undecided voter. It was covered in stickers, including one for each of the four Republicans running for governor. Hendrick says whom each of the candidates chooses for a running mate might help him make up his mind.
I don't know that it would matter, but it could matter.
In what way?
Either positive or negative.
For now, rumors abound. There are campaign insiders who admit that it hasn't been easy finding a credible, experienced politician willing to pair up with a candidate who isn't even assured of getting out of the primary. But none of the candidates themselves profess to having any trouble, including Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington. As the GOP's nominee for governor in 2010, Brady was matched with Jason Plummer, then a relatively unknown 29-year-old lumber company heir. Political strategists say Plummer didn't help Brady any. Brady says while Plummer was a great candidate, he's excited about the opportunity to run as a team.
This gives you an opportunity to be ideologically on the same path.
Brady says he sees no downside to this new way, but Jim Nolan does. Nolan's now a member of the state's Executive Ethics Commission, but in 1972, he was a 28-year-old legislator and the Republicans' nominee for lieutenant governor.
And was clearly not the first choice of the incumbent governor, Dick Ogilvie.
Nolan said Ogilvie's initial choices turned him down. They feared they'd be paired with a likely loser, ending, or at least putting a dent in, their political careers. They predicted correctly. Ogilvie and Nolan lost. But Nolan says it's an indicator of what may be happening behind the scenes as candidates for governor court potential running mates for 2014.
Because prospective running mates will look at the prospects and say, gee, I could lose in the primary with you.
Whereas before it was up to a lieutenant governor to win or lose a primary on his or her own, after that there was a 50-50 shot at winning. But now candidates for that post will be tied, for better or for worse, to a gubernatorial candidate from the onset. In the field's crowded, there's a six-way race for governor. Nolan says it's a great opportunity for some up-and-comers, but they're also taking a big risk.
That's why it is difficult for House members in the legislature to give up their seats in order to run for a post where they could lose at two gates on the running course.
And even if they do win, this new method of matchmaking means there will likely be a tighter link between governors and their number twos in the future. A lieutenant governor's sole constitutional responsibility is to be on standby to take over, which is exactly how Pat Quinn came to be governor following Rod Blagojevich's ouster. Though Quinn stood by Blagojevich until nearly the end, it was well known the two weren't close. That saved Quinn during the 2010 campaign. He was able to overcome accusations he'd been part of Blagojevich's schemes. From here on out, lieutenant governors won't be able to make that excuse. I'm Amanda Vinicky.